The next place that the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to be Mishanam Dibuloi is Boshpiza. Rashi explains the definition of a Shpiza means that if somebody was staying by someone else's home and he's asked, was he treated nicely, but save upon him Yofis, he should say that he was not treated nicely, because by saying that he was treated nicely, he may cause that other people who aren't the kind of guest that somebody wants to have will now become frequent in his home. The Dibros Moshe asks a question that even if it's true that he wasn't accepted nicely, he's not allowed to say so because it's Lashon Hara. All the more so in our situation where he's saying it because he just wants to save this person from getting guests that he may not want to have. So the Dibros Moshe, therefore, has a whole different approach to the way this question is answered. We seem to understand from Rashi Poshup Shat that he's allowed to say something which is not true. He's allowed to say that he wasn't greeted so nicely, even though he was greeted nicely. Dibros Moshe says what the person should do in order to avoid a lot of the issues that we're going to discuss, particularly the issue that we're now mentioning, the issue of Lashon Hara, what he should do is, he should say why. He should just say, I was never a guest in this person's home. And by saying I was never a guest in this person's home, he will avoid any problems. However, I did see from Rav Zilberstein in the Chashuki Chemed that he holds that given, as we're learning now, that the person who's saying what he's saying is saying it because he has a valid purpose in saying what he's saying, even though it seems to be a Lashon Hara. So just like we see in our Gemara, that even though it seems that what he's saying is a lie, he's still allowed to say it. So too, he's allowed to say what seems to be Lashon Hara in order to avoid this host from having guests that he doesn't want to have. In fact, Tosfos, along these lines, quotes the Gemara Masechet Erevin, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, that says, Hamavaruch Re'eyu B'Koyel Godel B'Boker Hashkein B'Erev Klala Techashiv Lai. And the Mashal explains that Gemara, that if somebody gets up in the morning and says to everybody what a wonderful host this person is, it ends up being a klala by saying this for the Balabais. Ask Tosfos, but the Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph says, Oruch Toiv Ma'u Oimer, what does a good guest say? Kol Ma'ash Atarach Balabais Lo'Tarach El Beshvili. Everything that this host did, he only did on my behalf. So you see that a guest is supposed to say nice things about his host. How do we reconcile this with our Gemara? So Tosfos answers, it matters who is he talking to. If the guest is speaking to other nice people, so there he's allowed to praise his host. However, if he's amongst people who aren't so nice, he shouldn't praise his host. Another daf gemina is that it matters how you say it and how much you say. In fact, the Ritva says that in a place where everybody knows that this host is a very good person, so saying nice things about the host won't change anything. He's still going to get all the guests. And therefore, it's appropriate to say nice things about the host. In a place, however, where it's not like that, where people don't notice host, so there you shouldn't speak positively if it could cause the host damage. The Meretz Chaya says that the Gemara in Masechet Erechin that says that you're supposed to praise your host is to him in the face. You tell your host a very warm thank you. When it comes to speak in the street, that's something else. The Rambam has a little different approach to this Gemara. The Rambam's approach is, and this is a Hilchos Gzeila, Perek Yud Dalid, Halacha Yud Gimel, that if somebody Nisarach Eitzel Ruvain, if somebody was a guest by Ruvain, but he doesn't admit that he was a guest by Reuven, because it shouldn't be a bother for him, for his host. So the way Isma explains the nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam is as follows. Rashi seems to be learning that the concern is that if this guest speaks positively about the host, it may cause that other people who aren't such good guests will end up by this host. The Rambam seems to learn that we're not worried about the host getting more guests. What our concern here is that it's too much for the host to have so many guests at one time. So if the first guest is still there, so there the Rambam's going to say, don't say that you're staying by this host, because it's too much for this host to have so many guests. But if this host is already, if you're leaving this host home, you're allowed to say that this host is a good host, because he's going to have a different guest instead of you. That isn't considered a tircha. Adar Zeruah takes the opposite approach. The Zeruah and the Meiri take the opposite approach of Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam. They're saying that here we're referring to a situation where a person stayed by someone's home and he actually didn't have such a great experience. So even though he didn't have such a great experience, still he should be nice and tell his host, and where appropriate, even other people, that he was treated nicely, even though he wasn't treated nicely, because that is the proper way to talk about people who are nice to you. The Maram Shif, in answer to the question that we discussed earlier, that we didn't understand how according to Rashi, somebody could say something which is not true and say that he was treated nicely, he was treated not so nicely when he was actually treated nicely, says what the person should do to avoid this problem is to say, yes, I was treated very nicely. But the reason I was treated so nicely is because I'm a very good friend of this host. And that's why I'm a friend, I'm a relative of this host. And that's why he went out of the way to treat me so nicely. But that doesn't mean he treats everybody so nicely. And the Sefer Aderes Eliyahu in Parshas Vayechi quotes the Maram Shif, and he says this is how we could understand Psukim and Parshas Vayechi. The pasuk says, "Ma'osha Shmeinu Lachmoi, for who yitain Madane Malach Naftali Ayolish Lucha." So he says like this: "Ma'osha Shmeinu Lachmoi, Asher was a very wealthy person." And when guests came to him, he would treat them wonderfully. Naphtali ayol shlucha. Naphtali is like a deer that goes from place to place. And he now, when he leaves Asher, who was his host, he says nice things about Asher. But says the Pasuk, he should be careful, hanoisei imrei shofar, that when he's going to say these nice things about Asher, he should say them, hanoisei imrei shofar, he should be careful to say them in a way that will not cause harm to Asher. He should be smart about the way he discusses the way Asher treated him. There's a tshuva, and the Shaila of tshuva is Igros Moshe, Yoredei Echela Gimel Simen Tzadik Hei. Question that was posed to Rav Moshe was as follows. There was someone who pledged to give a certain amount of tzedakah to a certain moshe, to a certain yeshiva. And he told this person who he pledged it to come to his office to pick up the money. He comes to the office, and the person who made the pledge says that my assistant recommended that before I fulfill my pledge, I ask you, who gave you my name? And it's obvious that the reason he's asking is because he's upset that people are mentioning his name, and now he's going to be inundated with people asking if it's tzedakah. Says Rav Moshe, certainly you're not allowed to tell that person who gave you, he's not allowed to tell the Baal Tzedakah the name of the individual who disclosed this Baal Tzedakah's name to him. And moreover, says Rav Moshe, that this Baal Tzedakah, if the person collecting the tzedakah doesn't want to disclose the name, if the person collecting the tzedakah doesn't want to disclose the name, has no right not to fulfill his pledge. Which leads Rav Moshe into a discussion, if a tzedakah is aware of someone who gives tzedakah, are they allowed to disclose to other individuals? Are they allowed to disclose to other individuals the name of these Baal Tzedakah? Because it seems to be directly related to the question that's being discussed in our Gemara. In our Gemara, we're discussing a situation where the Ushpiza, the person who was a guest at someone's home, is he allowed to disclose, what should he do about discussing how he was treated by his host, for as we just discussed, perhaps by saying that he was treated so nicely, it will cause a situation that get too many guests, or guests that are not of the best caliber, will end up being by this host. So what's the halacha here? So Rav Moshe says, of course you should say one tzedakah should disclose to another tzedakah the identity of Baal Tzedakah. Maybe this Baal Tzedakah will not be able to give to all the people who are going to ask him for tzedakah. So he says that if a person is unable to give tzedakah, he's not embarrassed to say that he can't give tzedakah. Maybe, says Rav Moshe, we should be concerned that he's going to be embarrassed to say he can't give when he can't. He says, just like we find that the Gemara says, Mamashkin and Malt Stalker. We force a person, we put a mashkin on a person to give Stalker. Maybe this is indeed a person who couldn't give. The answer is, usually a person who can't give is not embarrassed to say that he can't give. And therefore, we should not be concerned about the rare situation. We should not be concerned about the rare situation that the person's going to be embarrassed to say he can't give when he really can't give. Moreover, Rav Moshe goes into an interesting discussion. Rav Moshe says, most people don't give Meiser. And even if you have a person, says Rav Moshe, who gives Meiser, the halacha is, you're allowed to give, and maybe under certain circumstances, you should give up to 20%. And since most people don't give 20%, so when you disclose the name of a person and that person will give tzedakah, you're actually doing him a toiva, to quote the words of Rav Moshe. V'adrabba, yesh lo lahak a toiva asher gorim lo yishiten yoseh tzedakah. You should be mak a toiv that you caused, that you created a situation that the person will have the schus of giving tzedakah. And therefore, that's not what this Gemara discusses. And certainly Rav Moshe holds, publicizing who is about tzedakah is 100% permissible.